I mean, I've been teaching for about 5 years now, and in my second year was the first time I had to do this. And I'm thinking of a particular example of a little girl, and she was very overweight, and she also had an older brother a few years older who was visibly obese.
Yeah.
And she would refuse to actually walk next to him on the way to school because I'm assuming she was a bit embarrassed. She was extremely sensitive about her weight. If any little comment was made by another child, you know, it was floods of tears. She was very upset about it. And when I broached it with her mother, I was flatly ignored, completely as if I'd not said anything. I was just asked how she was getting on with her literacy. I couldn't believe it.
So you just had to drop it? You couldn't pursue it? And your head wouldn't get involved with any of these families?
I know that it had been previously mentioned about the older brother, but again, it's not something that you can push further than the parent will allow. So you're stuck, really. All you can do is really let the parent know how their child's feeling and what your professional opinion is.
Do you think it's a form of child abuse, Joanna?
I do. I think when it gets to that level, and when I can accept that some parents don't realise, perhaps they think, oh, you know, it's just a little bit of puppy fat, and I'm sure that's true in a lot of cases. Children, you know, they are a little bit bigger at some stage, and over the years it all levels out and it's fine. But when we're talking about cases like the one I described, I mean, we've actually let the parent know that their child is emotionally affected by it.
Yeah.
Really, they have a duty to do something about it, and I do see that as a form of abuse.